Dark matter, one of the cosmic mysteries. It's shaping the universe by altering the passage of planets and stars. But we've no idea what it's made of. And at Melbourne University, the Science Gallery, a kind of museum display, has just ended. A dark exhibition. Ryan Jeffries is the gallery director.
Dark matter, of course, was the subject of your last major exhibition. And with something so mysterious, what does it mean, says the public? Did they turn up?
They certainly did. It was one of our most attended exhibitions at Science Gallery at the University of Melbourne. And we had thousands of people turn up. I think there's something universally tantalizing and interesting around this idea of dark matter. What is that 90% plus of the universe? And I think it really puts us as humans in our place as well. It's such this grand idea. And the collision of art and science allowed a really interesting entry point for people, I think.
Yes, but that's the worry. How do you make an exhibition and an event out of something you can't see, you can't touch, you don't know whether it exists, you don't know in any way what it is?
Exactly. And that was the tagline of the exhibition, Unseen and Unknown. And the way we did that was through collaboration. And so the exhibition was a major collaboration with Arts at CERN, an Australian first, and then a local collaboration with the ARC Centre of Excellence for Dark Matter.
When you say CERN, you mean the Swiss place where they crunch small particles at high speed?
Yes, the CERN. And I had the opportunity to go there, and it was really the start of this journey with this exhibition, was going to CERN for one of their open days, going down into the Large Hadron Collider and basically having a science nerd moment. It's just phenomenal, the scale of that and the abstractness, of course. But collaborating with CERN, with the Centre of Excellence, really allowed us to tap into that scientific expertise, people who really understand this, and the opportunity then to connect many of those scientists to artists and creatives, and seeing what kind of collaborative outcomes emerge around this idea of what is dark matter. The Arts at CERN residency program is really internationally renowned, so it's an opportunity for artists to go to CERN, to meet some of the scientists, experience some of the science itself, and then develop their own kind of creative outcomes. And so the Science Gallery exhibition included some of those outcomes. One of the most impressive is a work by a Korean artist, Yoon-Chul Kim, called Chroma. And is essentially this subatomic particle detector. And so much of the universe we can't see, but it's passing through us. And so it was this large kinetic sculpture that then creatively detects these particles moving through us all the time, and then reacts with movement and colour depending on those particles. Still in the gallery now until June, and it's just amazing. It's an incredible work.
Ryan Jeffries, and more from him soon on the concept of science galleries, plus their plans.